This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's choose. therightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
KECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach from BECU. This guy, all right, he's got some credibility because, you know, he's been doing this for 25 years, all sorts of financial stuff, and he knows money and whatever.
So they say.
Yeah, and of course, BECU is an awesome credit union. This is where, man, you know, this is where everybody in the credit union pretty much owns the credit union. So the members are working for themselves. It's not about making profits. It's about basically giving us the great services, which is why a credit union like BECU is so awesome.
We're done, BJ.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Happy New Year.
By the way, you can join BECU. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. Boom, you're done. And all you got to do is just say, let me join. BECU.org is how it goes. Now, if you got a question for Todd, 206-421-ROCK, you can also text him at 77999. But Todd, you said something off air that I think is really important to bring up on air. And again, we're not getting into politics on the show. As we know, the big thing facing this country with the shutdown is people are not getting paid, which saddens me because I just, you know, I hate to see people going through a struggle like this. And the government shutdown is putting people in a situation where they're not getting paid. And you had a really interesting point.
What was my point?
about the IRS?
So, I mean, that's why we stress having the emergency fund, right?
Right out of the gate,
a minimum of $1,000, and then eventually you want to have 3 to 6 months of your expenses.
That's a really good point, Todd. People say, what am I going to do with my money, or what should I do? Or however you go, do you have an emergency fund? That's the first question you ask.
First thing out of the gate, minimum of $1,000, and then again, that 3 to 6,000. But these folks are not getting paid. We know that, right? We're there to help, so BECU has attended the Port of Seattle financial fair to help these folks. We have a member assistance program that is available, but the problem is that when they can't make their mortgage or their rent or the food, they're having to borrow, and they're paying interest, a little bit of interest on
this
money, right? And but when we if you think about the IRS, if you don't pay your taxes, they charge you interest and penalties. So they're kind of getting double dinged to a degree here. So
how crazy is that? So the government has a plan that says that you have to pay taxes. Everybody does, including government workers. But it's a government program that says you need to pay taxes. If you don't, we will charge you interest because you are delinquent on your payments.
Right.
Well, the government is now delinquent on their payments to the people. They're not going to pay them interest.
Right.
It makes you really angry at the government in general if you're one of those folks that doesn't have a job. It's like, are you kidding me? Double dipping all of this. So again, that emergency fund, Todd, is like the best advice you could give. You hate to think you're in this situation, but if you're a government employee in your life, now you know you need one.
Yeah. If things come up, it could be this, it could be, you know, medical issues or whatever. Things happen that you don't expect, and that's why we want to have that emergency fund.
Yeah. And if you've got any questions at all, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU.org.
Someone just texted, my wife and I, we have some credit card debt. Nothing we can't handle, but would it be reasonable to do a cash out refi to pay that off and also make a few home improvements at the same time?
Well, I guess I always ask.
The pause makes me say, people, no, well, don't do it.
Well, I always ask, people say, can I, you know, should I consolidate my debt? Should I do this? But have you taken care of the root behavior? So you have credit card debt for a reason. Yeah. So even if we figure out another way to borrow to pay off that, have you changed the behavior? So that's where I would look at.
Otherwise, you'll be right back in that problem.
You'll be right back in it. So I'm more to the school of let's tackle that debt. Let's come up with a plan to get it paid off right away without having to borrow to pay off another loan.
Mm.
So, you know, it starts with tracking your expenses, knowing where your money comes from and where it goes down to the dollar every month, and come up with a plan. So I'm more of the school, let's figure out a way to tackle that debt and get it paid off versus, you know, taking out a cash loan on the home.
It is so tough, Todd, because, you know, people, you know, you get caught up in a lot of, you know, a lot of Madison Avenue is what they used to call it, where they made us think we want a lot of stuff. You know, that's where all the advertising agencies go, you want the home. And now they got these Home and Garden TV network shows and all that. Mm-hmm. And you just feel like, oh, I'll be so happy if I do this. And really, you know, like remodeling your home or home improvements, what is the litmus test for someone to go, really, do you need this or do you think you need this? Because taking out a loan for anything, if you don't have to do it, it's really, you know, I mean, you don't want to have to take out loans if you don't have it, except maybe for your FICO score. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, everything is really a want when you get down to it. After your roof is good and you're in a good place where the heat works and, you know, you can afford food, everything else is a want.
Update responder saying, yes, Todd, our behavior has changed.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if that being the case, then let's compare what the interest rate is, you know, what's going to cost you to do that, and then how quickly we can get it paid off. But it's going to depend on the numbers. But I'm still leaning toward let's just tackle that without doing anything. But to your point, BJ, it's everything really is a want when you get down to it, a bigger house or having a, you know, a pergola or whatever, a hot tub or whatever at your house. And once you get
another
past
drum
the,
set.
Yeah, drum set.
Yeah, yeah, maybe yeah. Too many t-shirts, you know. Yeah.
You need those.
But Todd,
the difference between wants yeah. I need a shirt, otherwise I'm going to come into work shirtless.
That's a very good point. If only you had some that you could, you know, choose from. You're right, you need more. I don't think you have enough. Just in case, you need an emergency shirt fund is what you need.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
You don't know if a hurricane will hit.
Yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, Todd, I guess, you know, to the point is like, do you, if I go into you guys, you have so many great services, is there an education I can get where there's a test I can ask myself, even if I want this, can I really afford this comfortably? Like, is it worth taking out a loan on, putting myself into debt? That's a big question that a lot of folks don't know how to ask because they, if I can afford the payment, then it must be okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can qualify for a lot of things from a loan perspective, right? Based upon your income and your credit, but it really gets down to: do you really need that, right? We can get you qualified to get that, you know, that home equity loan and to make that big remodel or new kitchen or whatever, bathrooms, and but you know, it really just gets down to: do you need it?
And will you stay in that home for a long time? Like, at least you guys will ask the right questions. If you're going to do home remodeling and take out your mortgage and take out some more debt, then you got to stay in that home longer. You definitely have to.
Kitchens, bathrooms.
Yeah.
Pay back a little bit better, right?
Or
if
yeah.
you need a new roof, that's probably a good thing to do. You know, but again, it just gets down to wants and needs. It's bottom line.
So. Let's go to Jacob, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 if you have a question from Todd from BEC.org. Jacob, you are on the Rock.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
So basically, I got out of the military like 2.5 years ago, and I got a pretty good sized severance check from the military, and it was not supposed to be taxed. So they gave me an option of like, so basically, if you submit this paperwork in the next 30 to 45 days, you can get it back right now, or you can wait until the next tax season, and you'll get it all back then. Well, I waited till the next tax season, and so the IRS is now charging me $9,800. I'm wondering if I should go get a tax lawyer, or should I go and try to fight them myself? I don't really know what to do, and it's screwing me over pretty hard.
So you're having to pay $9,800 in taxes? Is that what you say?
Or yeah.
You're not getting the money because they're saying you owe that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got the money, and now they're trying to tell me that, like, they want it back.
Okay. Have you written them or challenged it? Challenged it with a written letter or anything?
No, I'm terrified of the IRS, you know, because I know they can screw me over really super hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid of the IRS if you're on, you know, your legal grounds. So I would, you know, if you have any documentation or anything from that where you said that you weren't going to be taxed on this, if you have that information, I would forward that on. And I would start it on your own first, you know, under explain the circumstances that you were told and the information that you have. Send that to them and then see what they come back with. And if you need to go to another level and hire an attorney after that, then that, so be it. But I would start. I wouldn't be afraid of them. They are employees. They are humans. They are people. But if you're right, then maybe they make mistakes. They have oversight. So I wouldn't be afraid of that.
And Jacob, okay. I will tell you my experience because I did have a situation with the IRS where I did hire a tax lawyer, and what I didn't take into account was that sometimes these tax lawyers are former IRS people, so they actually have relationships and know people at the IRS. And he called the head. Like, there was one person that said, BJ, you owe five figures, and I couldn't reason with her. I tried to reason with her, couldn't reason with her.
For $20.
So she wouldn't take the $20. I even put in a Starbucks gift card, Steve, nothing. So the tax lawyer, I told him my situation, and he said, oh yeah, don't worry about it. You know what, here's what I'll charge you. I know somebody to call. He basically called that person's supervisor because he used to work with her and told the supervisor, your IRS agent is completely in the wrong. And the supervisor said, yeah, it's her first week. She really doesn't quite know everything yet, because I was completely in the right. And then turns out they ended up having to pay me because they went and did the paperwork and realized, BJ didn't put in all his claims the way he was supposed to. So you owe him money. You probably should have just left it alone. You guys would have not have to paid. So Jacob, like Todd said, if you can do it yourself, but if you don't feel good about it, a good tax lawyer can make you feel and maybe make it as quicker, maybe even quicker and easier than you could ever think.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, and for $9,800, I mean, obviously a tax lawyer is not going to charge you more than that. So you'll get most of that back, I would hope, which is, or won't have to pay most of it. That's a cool thing. Sounds like Jacob.
Yeah. Rev, can you grab that clip of the all right? I want that.
All right.
Anytime BJ says something, I'm just not feeling it. Yeah. I'm just going to hit that button.
All right.
You don't think Jacob's on board?
All right.
I think Jacob wants Todd to go take care of it for him because he wasn't so sold on Todd's advice. And then mine didn't help either, apparently. Yeah. Todd, would you take care of it for him? You go down and you just handle it for him. And also, he needs some stuff done, too. Would you help him out with his life?
Help who?
Jacob.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Todd Peach from BECU. By the way, if you don't get through on the phone lines or the text lines, you can always email Todd. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see his smiling face on a banner.
All right. Here's a text at 77999. It says, it's a new year, new me, and I made a resolution to save more. But I don't know where to begin. Todd, help.
Let's start by tracking where you're spending your money, first of all.
Ooh, fancy dime.
Yeah. I mean, I think you don't realize a lot of times the lunch and the coffees and where our money's going. That's the first place to start, is to take a piece of paper.
Yeah,
for the
10
next
bucks here, 10
days.
Bucks there. That adds up.
Yeah.
Those Happy Meals, after a while you look and you're like, I just spent more than I wanted to on Happy Meals.
Yeah.
Or those in-app purchases on those games.
Yeah.
They got me. I had to delete a few apps.
So I would say take the next 30 days and take a piece of paper and write down everything that you spend and what you spend it on. And then start with that. And then you'll see where maybe you might be able to cut back on some things and put that money aside. And then now when we have that, then we can make savings automatic. That's the key. So when you get paid, it automatically comes out of your account and goes into a savings account. So you don't see it out of sight, out of mind.
You've taught me that, Todd. My kids hate me because I make them basically put more in their 401k than they want to.
Yeah.
But it's like they can't do anything about it. Once it's done, it's done, like you said.
Yeah.
And then they just got to work with what they got left over.
And they will be so happy and thankful for you in about 30 to 40 years.
I won't be around. That's the problem. I want to be there for them to thank me. If I am around, you bastards better thank me.
To double whammy then, because they'll be happy you're not around, and then they'll be happy to have all this money.
And he left them
all.
And all the money he left them, right, as well.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I hope to spend all that, Todd. I really do.
I can help you.
Oh, I know you can. Yeah, thanks, pal.
Danny said he'll help you.
Yeah. Oh, really, Danny? Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to Disneyland.
Well,
all right.
Again, well, time is up, Todd, unfortunately. Yeah. And, of course, if you don't, if you do have a question, just go to KISW.com, scroll down, and you'll see Todd's smiling face. Also, we have an entire page with some really awesome links that you, all sorts of information, free government stuff that you didn't know that can give you and educate you and all that stuff, man. And of course, BECU is awesome. They, you guys, Todd, can help with so many things when a person wants to get financially right.
Yep.
Yeah.
We welcome it.
Yeah, BECU.org is where you can go, and it's a great, great credit union. Pretty much everything you can do at a bank, you can do there, and except the bank won't, well, do bad things to you. I mean, BCU won't do bad things to you like sometimes banks do.
All right.
Yeah. Todd, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks, BJ.
Yeah, now we have a big question, Steve, okay? This one I think even Jacob can get behind. What happens when someone goes on social media to complain about a guy that she made love to in front of people at a party? Wow. Yeah, it's another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle.
Now, it's time for Facebook.
And Facebook Drama is brought to you by the Snoqualmie Casino. So go over there, enjoy some crab legs and gamble.
Crab legs!
Crab legs!
Oh, it's so good.
Love the Snoqualmie Casino.
It's a good joint, man.
I also love when we get to see stupid people on Facebook. And this is an actual Facebook post. The drama unfolds because of it. And yep, we're going to act it out. So this time around, BJ, the Rev will be playing the role of the original poster. He will be Alice. Sweet! Vicky, you'll be Tina.
Nice!
BJ, you'll be playing the role of Adam.
Awesome!
I'll be Stu. And Sarah, you will play the role of Marcy.
Oh, hey.
So the original poster, once again, is Alice. So, Rev, please take it away.
I just can't deal with this right now. I seriously hate him. I hate him.
Who? Mark?
No, we stopped dating a month ago.
Who are you talking about?
Dave. I just started dating him about 3 weeks ago. I thought he was the one, but I don't know anymore. He's such an a-hole.
Rebound.
Well, I'm sure when he sees this, you guys won't be dating anymore. LOL.
I ask because I know the answer is going to be ridiculous, as you have more drama than a daytime soap opera, but what did he do?
Well, we were at Trevor's party, and we got drunk, and we made love in the kitchen in front of everyone.
You, period, did, period, not.
I did. And now he's not even calling or texting me back.
That's not making love.
Yes, it is. We did it because we love each other.
I mean, is anyone glossing over the fact that she broke up with someone a month ago? And she's in love with a guy that she just started dating a week after that?
Oh, we're not. This is typical for Alice.
Alice, your father and I raised you better than this.
You posted this and your parents can see it? Yeah, this is next level stupid.
That is.
Has anyone ever been to a party where people having sex in front of them?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never been that lucky.
Not even you, Sarah?
No, I don't think so. I have been. I think I left before. I went to a Halloween party, and their whole house was like lightly dimmed, and in their living room was just a bed. So I think it eventually.
What?
Yes.
Nice. Why wasn't I invited?
Yeah.
Was the bed put there for the party?
No, it's always there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
this is convenient.
It's a house that I think a lot of things go down.
Okay, yeah.
Later, early into the morning.
Why aren't these the friends that you bring around me?
I'll bring you next time.
Yes.
Yeah. Vicky, have you been to a party where people just busted out and boned in front of everyone?
Yeah, but that was the point of the party.
Oh.
Oh, right.
I'm like thinking more of like, you know, like a Super Bowl party and during halftime, instead of watching Maroon 5.
Yeah.
We watch.
Yeah.
I've had people like
Maroon
go
69.
Off.
Yeah.
I've had people go off to like a bedroom, or I've gone off to a bedroom or like a bathroom or something.
Wait, you've gone off to a bedroom at a party?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think that's the end of this story.
Yeah. At your own house?
Oh, well, oh, yeah. Don't worry, Dad. It's never your bed. Don't worry.
God, daughter.
That's where I draw the line.
When you have house parties at your house, do you make sure that your dad's bedroom is locked?
She makes sure it's locked.
Okay, good. Yeah, I wouldn't blame you.
Oh, that and his office.
Triple lock.
Yeah, yeah, I triple lock everything that is my area. It's like basically a B&B when I leave.
You need a key and an app to get into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but, and I've done it at other people's houses, too. Just gone off. You know, as
do
long
you
as
ask them, hey, can I use your bedroom?
I do. I make sure that I can use their bed.
Why
and if not,
we,
then I'll find the ground
don't
or something.
Need to ask my daughter any more of these questions, Steve.
Interesting.
Laundry room, that's a good one.
It's not interesting.
Do you feel that you have to ask for the laundry room?
No.
Bathroom?
No. Those are off.
Okay. Bathroom's a bad idea, though, because then people are going to be waiting at some point.
And then we both walk out.
Awkward.
Okay, no, thank you.
Walk of shame. Okay. Or they're jealous, and they're like, oh.
Has anyone been to a party? I wonder on our texters or callers, anyone. Like, I'm just curious, like, how does that even happen where somebody is just at a party in the kitchen?
Yeah,
like,
you walk like, in.
You get the little island.
And I'm a grazer, too.
Over there?
I graze at parties, so I'm always where the food is, and then I walk into that.
It's
well,
impressive.
I mean, clearly they said people were watching.
Yeah.
Because the kitchen's usually where everyone goes.
They must have been super faded.
Yeah.
I didn't care at all.
Yeah, I don't think they're the people that show up like 7 p.m. and that's what they start doing.
It is so stereotypical. It's right out of Paradise by the Dashboard Light because she thinks that they loved each other. Like, that's the only way that I guess she would have sex is if she thought he loved her. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what kind of a statement is that? My brain does it hurts to even think that, no, he didn't love you. He lusted you. How do you not know that?
And, I mean, what do you think? What is the wedding going to be like if you're just willing to bang in the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
The first dance is the first bone.
Yeah.
Well, probably not the first bone, but the first one at the wedding.
Yeah. Well, that's like the old joke. Do you mind if we have sex before the wedding? Yeah, sure, as long as you don't block the aisles. Hey. Thank you.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Someone said I lived in a house in my early 20s. There was a spare bedroom, and it was called the porno room. And it was exactly what you think it is.
Yep.
Oh, I hope someone cleans that.
Yeah.
Who gets that job?
I feel like whoever uses it last needs to wash the sheets.
I was going
to
say, it's somebody in their early 20s. No one's cleaning anything.
Probably not.
Yeah, it's like, I just stay on top of the comforter.
I remember we had a listener. I forget his name. Oh, it's so bad. It was back in the Buzz days. And he had like a trailer. It was like a trailer that he called the penetration station.
Was that Tom?
Yeah,
it was Tom. Yeah.
And good old Tom.
I remember Tom.
He had the penetration station.
Tom, actually.
He had it all tricked out that he brought to every one of our listener parties, figuring that, hey, ladies, and
just
that was his
case.
Thing. Yeah, he was like, I bring the bedroom to you.
That's actually really smart because if females get too intoxicated and you immediately give them like a bed, you know?
Yeah.
Smart.
That's also...
It's also creepy.
It's
also
very creepy. I got a bag with me.
Poor Tom.
I have a bed attached to my car if you want to go hang out.
It was hysterical.
It's like those vans that like have a bed in the back of them. Mm-hmm. I always wanted one of those.
I wanted one too.
I know, right?
Wow. But I wanted like a really sexy lady painted on the side of it. Like riding a dragon or unicorn.
Vicky was set aside a few bucks each month. Dreams can happen.
Poor Vicky.
One of these days.
You were born too late.
I know.
Mean, seriously, when I got here 20 years ago, I think you were, what, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was too bad because if you were one of our list, or even if you were working on the show, my God, you probably have more diseases than I know what to say. But
yeah. I'm kind of glad I'm my age now.
Yeah, because our show was definitely the place to be if you were... Well, looking for that sexy lady on a penetration station van.
Somebody says I was at a party where this girl started doing karaoke on this one guy in the living room in front of everyone.
Wow.
What happens when it's all done? Do you guys like, hey?
You applaud.
Right? I mean, for the two people that are involved, do you high five? I mean,
I feel like people should just start joining in and then it just turns into a giant cuddle puddle at the end and then people leave when, you know, they're done.
No.
See, you have to, but see, Vicky, that's a whole different story. It's when, usually people don't mind, you know, hanging with each other, the two of them. But then you want to turn into like, hey, this is going to be a group event.
You know, I mean, it's not so much that you have to participate with every single member of that group. It's just everyone's doing it at the same time. It's like when you go to a board game convention and everyone's playing different board games. You don't have to play those board games, but you're just sitting next to them while they play.
I'm staying away from Hungry Hungry Hippo on that one. I tell you that much.
Yeah. And Chutes and Ladders means a whole different thing.
Oh,
you're going to do that one.
Ooh.
Hey, everybody.
I sink my battleship.
Okay.
I was at a party once and one of the girls had it on with a guy in our upstairs bathroom. Then later on that night, got it on with another different guy on our couch while other people were trying to sleep.
My hero.
Okay, then.
Wow.
She was busy that night.
She was.
Yeah. Could you all get together in the kitchen and kind of compare notes?
Yeah, like which one was better, right. Which location was better.
Here are your pros, here are your cons.
I never get to go to any of those parties. Or maybe they would have been those parties, but I was too busy arguing with all the women, and I think they never got a chance to develop into that.
I feel like doing it on the couch next to people trying to sleep. I think like that's okay. Like I've done that in like a hotel room. You're sharing a room with someone or something, and then you do it on your bed, but they're trying to sleep in the other bed.
I've had that happen.
Yeah. That's great. That's fine.
You know what, Steve? That's a great conversation for you to have with my daughter. Can I go get a coffee?
No. You guys, we got stuff. I'm sure you have something to share, right?
I've got nothing to share like that. I will share my failures with my daughter. I'm not going to share any successes.
Thanks.
Now, granted, there aren't any, but still, I wouldn't share my successes.
There are no failures either.
That's great. That's fantastic. Okay?
Okay.
God bless America.
At my Thanksgiving party, I walked in on my cousin pleasuring himself. But it's pretty much the same thing.
Was it in the bathroom or something?
No, it was on the couch.
Oh, dear. I think why? That's worse.
Why would somebody on their own couch when people are there just
stuffing his own turkey
at their own party? Why would they be basting the turkey at their own party?
He's thankful.
Yeah. Well, I found out that there was a lot more going on at that party than I knew. And so
it was a cornucopia of fun, is what you're saying?
Well, thankful. Alcohol, yeah. And yeah, it was just
a pornucopia. Did you tell anybody else, or was it just kind of like the you know, this is just between you and I?
Oh no, I told my girlfriend the next day when she woke up. She had already gone to bed, and I walked out to take him home because he was so wasted that I was like, "You're not driving."
No, you don't want his hands behind the wheel.
No, so
you don't want his hands anywhere.
I was like, "What is going on?" And he's just like, "Yeah, sorry, I was just." And I was like, and then he proceeds to show me the video he was watching on his phone to get it done. And I was like,
oh, okay.
You don't need to know that.
I don't need to know any of this. This is my cousin. So
I have never been that destroyed that I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to do it right here.
See, I know it's weird, but look, I mean, come on. Yeah, you would have too.
Yeah, you would have been there, buddy.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Sometimes humanity, I don't get it.
Do you ever give him a difficult time? See, I changed the choice of words.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yes, touche.
I don't know how to bring it up to him, actually.
Oh, he didn't. He knew how to bring it up.
You've never talked about it?
No, we just kind of went past it. But it was weird because he texted me about it later. And I was So I know he remembers what happened. Whether he actually remembers or just saw the text messages he sent me later on.
See, that's
at the next Thanksgiving, do you chuckle when you offer him the cream corn? Wow.
Why wouldn't you fake the blackout? Like if the next day just go, dude, I don't remember any of that. Well, I mean, seriously, fake the blackout when your cousin walks in on you just spanking the schlanker.
He's proud of it. He is proud of it.
He probably is.
Yeah. Faking in the worst way probably. Like, I got so drunk, I don't remember anything. I could have possibly taken care of myself in a bathroom and had you walk in, and I wouldn't even remember that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Be very specific. While watching this video on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, got a new survey. The average person apparently can only stick with a new hobby for 16 months before three things get in the way.
Amateurs.
Okay. Yeah.
Frustration.
Yeah.
Money.
All right, there we go. Vicky, I think we've got work, of course. Work destroys hobbies. Why can't companies understand when we have a new hobby we're excited about, we should be able to take a couple days off?
Yeah, I feel like that should just be part of it.
And then
it's almost like a paternity or maternity leave.
Yeah,
hobby leave.
Yeah.
I sort of really get into this hobby. Give me a week off.
How about family responsibilities? The family want you to do stuff.
Yeah, like having a child. That gets in the way of a hobby.
My poor wife. I mean, I give her a lot of credit because when I first got into Magic the Gathering about 25 years ago, it was over. I was going everywhere, and she was hanging with the kids. And the only reason I ever bonded with Joey was just a reason for me to go play Magic. So I was like, kid, I got to get you to play this game so I can go play the game I want to play.
See, I was so glad I didn't have a wife when I was super into Magic or video games. Well, I'm still into video games.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And also, you lose interest and motivation with hobbies. Hasn't happened to me yet with the board game thing.
Which is, I mean, that's impressive because you went hardcore into it.
And I still am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hours upon hours a week.
Yeah. So it's got to be closing in on 5 years, I think. Is that right, Uncle Chris? Is that when you've been on the podcast? 5 years? Yeah. That's when because Chris introduced me to board games again. I played it when I was a kid.
He's the pusher.
And, we drop cash, too, by the way. The survey says we drop a lot of cash on our hobby.
Not me. My hobbies are very inexpensive, like playing hockey and drums.
Well, I'm looking at sports. Now, hockey, I don't know how expensive that is. Tennis.
Very.
Yeah, tennis is like they say it's about $200.
That seems reasonable.
Compared a year?
Well, that's a good question.
Or just in general?
During the 16 months. Over 16 months, they said, okay, because that's the average amount of time people do a hobby. $200 they spent on tennis. I know you spend more on hockey.
Oh, a few $1,000 on the gear.
Wow.
Well over $1,000 to just do a season.
So you are actually higher than the number one average hobby and the number one average cost of that hobby.
And drums. I mean, I just dropped $50. I don't even know what I got, but it was for my drums yesterday at Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Like two pairs of sticks and just a thing for my bass drum. It's like, that's $46. I'm just like, what?
Wow.
I need to learn how to make sticks.
Yeah. You can do it. Yeah. Well, you know what? First, maybe you can grow some trees, because gardening is the number one expensive hobby.
Yeah, I'll never be that guy. I tried for a second.
You know, you got to have the right mindset. There's a particular kind of mindset. Bob Rivers, my buddy, and of course, everybody knows Bob, loved to garden. I mean, you know, he loved his bees.
BK.
Now he loves his maple syrup. When he lived in North Bend, you know, he took me around and he was so excited to show me his garden. And I mean, I'm his buddy.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, hey buddy. But I'm his buddy, so of course, you know, I want to share his enthusiasm. But then he goes, "So you think you'd want to do this sometime?" I go, "Dude, do you know who I am? I mean, we're friends, but we're complete opposites. I would never be. I'd kill all these plants in a minute. I wouldn't want to do this."
Did he get insulted by that, or
he kind of was like, "Dude, it's
I never
so
get people get insulted when you don't like the hobby that they like."
Yeah. He wasn't insulted, but he didn't understand. And I'm like, dude, think about how we resonate in life. You're chill and I'm out of my mind. So he goes, "That's why gardening would be so good for you." And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think I would go even more out of my mind.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine you gardening.
But, you know, Maynard from Tool loves his grapes.
Yep.
You know, and that's wine guys.
That's more than just grapes.
Yeah, but the whole process,
which
would drive me crazy. Because Tom Likas, you know, he was also a wine connoisseur, a former guy, used to do radio here in town. Or in LA and everywhere, and he would tell me about that stuff, and I'd be like, "I get it, dude. I get it's cool. It just, I mean, you know, like it's like geeky, super sciencey stuff, and gardening and winemaking. They all seem to be that." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, it's just not my mindset."
James Hetfield from Metallica. He is a beekeeper.
Same thing. Yep, I mean, isn't it crazy how, like, you know, everybody gets into these things and go, what?
What's your daughter's hobby, I wonder?
Oh, I think she just told you, didn't she?
Do you have a hobby?
I would say probably yoga. Hot yoga is a hobby.
Okay.
That's a hobby, right?
That's actually number 8 on the list here.
Yeah.
It's the least expensive hobby to have, though, according to this top list. Only $170 over 16 months people paid.
I feel like you're spending more than that.
It's definitely more than that if you're going to, like, a studio.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they do videos at home.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean,
can't do that. No. I would end up just
laying
there.
What, do you turn up the heat in your house and hope that it's hot enough?
You can't do hot yoga at home.
Portable heaters around you.
Turn on the oven and open up the oven.
Yeah, I was going to say, bake a cake at the same time.
Yeah.
Go to an old person's home, because they love it hot in there, and you can do yoga there.
I love to do yoga in front of old people.
Yeah. Cooking is the number 2 hobby.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's Johnny Rubbers,
J Rubbs likes to cook. Yeah, he does.
What's his favorite dish?
Oh, he cooked like 8 steaks the other day.
He does love to grill.
Like, yeah, he just likes to grill anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here like, cool.
He did a good job, by the way.
You guys should get him one of those Traegers, man.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a new grill. Yeah. It's awesome, dude. My buddy Munson got one, and I ate something out of that, and it was the greatest thing ever. And he says it's just impossible to make a bad meal in the thing. It's like a wood pellet fired grill or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
And pellets pop into air to keep the heat going as you're cooking.
Oh, what a cool idea.
And if you want to go super high tech, you can get the one that you could even set the temperature on your phone.
What?
If you're like, I need to lower the temperature or raise the temperature, and just go on your app on your phone.
What's the ticket on these items?
They're very affordable.
$1,700.
Jesus, Steve.
For the Wi-Fi one is the $1,700.
For the Wi-Fi one. You can go on the cheap and probably drop like about $1,100, BJ.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for picking one of the most expensive gifts that I might have to get somebody someday.
You can get even a small one. You can get a smaller one for like $500 or $600.
Yeah, that's even better. Yeah,
I mean, you can buy one used on Amazon that's in good condition for $371.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, why don't you guys buy it for me? I'll tell you that.
We give you the ideas.
Yeah.
You know that baby girl I got him for Christmas? That was like $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's kind of our price range.
All I'm saying is, if he loves to grill, everybody I know that has one of these just swears by it.
And I've had benefit.
And I've had it. And you'll get to enjoy that meat.
Why are you trying to get me to buy stuff?
Get the one that looks like a piggy.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That all right, well, $1,600.
Okay, the piggy one now.
Cabela's? Wait, is that a Traeger?
It's ridiculous looking.
I think a Traeger. But it has a pellet one. Oh, and it's got like eyelashes.
You
got
to get that one.
That
it's
thing
got
looks
nipples.
So ridiculous.
Whoa.
See, okay, that could be Sarah's not. Part of the rent. He just cooks for you every night on his new Traeger.
Oh, so now I'm not getting rent anymore. You guys, all you're doing is costing me money. Here.
It's only $1,600.
Yeah, so I spend $1,600 and lose my rent. These are great ideas, guys.
Oh, so he says I made a tenderloin on my Traeger the other day. Johnny needs one.
Mm. I it sounds like a great thing that somebody should get him whose name is not me.
I wonder if veggie burgers and vegetables taste just as good on it.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I know I was like thinking about doing it. My wife's like, what are you going to grill? Like field roast sausages and tofu and that thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, chicken and other stuff too.
Do you really like to grill?
Yes.
Whoa.
Because I mean, I know how you are with your wrestling game. You get it, you go make a character and never use it again. I'm wondering that's why I'd be afraid to buy you any big ticket item. Like, would you just use it once and never use it again?
No, I spend in the summer, as long as the weather's nice, I'm out there grilling.
You are grilling. Okay.
And multiple times a week.
All right. Well, yeah. And you know, that's enough then. That's mm-hmm. enough to warrant it. I just worry about you because you do like stuff, and then all of a sudden, you know, you kind of go, eh.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm like Captain Grill Man. Like, I'm not going to win any competitions, but I enjoy grilling. It's very therapeutic for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all that matters, as long as you use the darn thing.
And you can make pizza on these Traegers.
Ooh. Yeah, it says versatile. You can do everything from smoking ribs to baking a pie.
Baking a pie on a tray. This thing, okay.
They're also smokers.
Okay.
So cool.
And they're smokers, too.
Yep, it's a smoker and a grill, and it's an amazing. Dude, all the texts are coming in. People are just like, the cheapest Traeger smoker is $399, and I love it.
Okay. Everyone's loving their Traeger.
You can't screw up grilling. Everything comes out amazing. So you could even become a griller, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Rovers could teach you.
No, I know. Your mom will always
get you matching aprons.
Yeah. You can do some nerdy
things. Dad and son-in-law.
Yeah. Oh!
You see, again, I'm like it's like you guys are Bob Rivers talking about gardening. I have no desire to grill.
Daddy rubbers and baby rubbers.
Whoa,
no, a little weird. There.
Okay, honestly,
and then we can have a BJ and Migs grill off this summer.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Do you guys even listen to anything I say? No,
no,
you're just making up your own fun.
One texter says, "Wife got me a Traeger 3 years ago for Father's Day. Best gift I ever got. You can't go wrong. It's the best investment I've ever made."
Wow, it makes me think that maybe you know at some point that's a thing, but that's gonna be like a wedding present. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Oh, get on it, Sarah.
All right. Yeah.
I'll get you the Doctor Who apron.
Oh, now you're in.
You look like the doctor, but cooking.
Do they have like a wrestling one that looks like a shortlist man with a championship title?
Wow, I bet they do.
I could look one up.
Please.
I would like that Doctor Who apron anyway. I do dishes and I put the apron on when I do dishes.
You wear an apron while you do dishes?
Well, when it's
how aggressive are you doing these dishes?
Well, when it's Thanksgiving, you got your nice clothes on and they still want you to clean. So
once a year.
It's the only time he does it.
It's the only time I would use it. Yeah, why not?
I mean, and sometimes the spoon gets you. Like you flip it over and it just sprays you in the
face. Okay, so I want to buy an item that I only use once a year. How much is that Doctor Who apron?
I don't know.
Probably like, what, $30 at the most, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot less than the $1,700 to get J-Rubs and friggin' Traeger.
Another person says, we love our Traeger. You can do everything on it. We've done everything from jerky, leg of lamb.
I thought I heard that wrong.
I've even baked cookies on it.
I've even made love on it.
You can make a cookie.
You love cookies.
Yeah.
I don't love making them.
J-Rubs will.
Yeah.
You just got to buy it.
Oh, I have to buy it. That's my new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you kids are just killing me. Honestly.
Papa Murphy's Pizza, game changer on a Traeger oven.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing.
Well, you know, we'll see how many more. If he cooks enough on the little grill and the big grill that I benefit, because you only have parties when I'm out in town. That's the only time you ever use that stuff.
I mean, that's true.
So I won't ever really benefit from it.
I mean, they did make a bunch of burgers recently
for all your gaming friends.
That's the first time. So if he makes it and I'm seeing more regular burger action, then we might talk Traeger.
We'll make more when you're out of town and then we'll save you.
By the way, does anybody know somebody at Traeger? Because we've just given them a fantastic commercial. Why don't they buy it for J-Rubs and I don't have to have anything?
I want one too if we're doing that.
Well, you know, I don't want to pay for it. Anybody else can pay for it.
I don't care
who it is.
Of course, no matter how awesome something is, I was like, Traegers are for losers who wish they understood the principles of smoking meat.
God. Wow.
Well, there you go. You know, It always takes one person, to ruin it.
Right. There's always that one person who's really fun at parties.
Yeah. But I can, I do appreciate, you know, it's like, it's like auto-tune. You know what I mean? Somebody like, you know.
So this is like the auto-tune of grilling.
Exactly. I can see where, you know, a guy that's grilling on the reel.
Well, I continue to grill on the reel. That's a great art. That's a great ability that he can do. I'm not going into any cooking competition.
What if that's his only way?
I just want good meat.
But what if that's his only way of getting the ladies? Like, that's his thing that gets the ladies. And if everybody can Traeger the ladies, then he's screwed again.
How many women really just bend over backwards for a man who can
My
grill
wife, I'm telling you, she would probably regularly give it to me if I would grill. She said, I wish you would grill. I wish you were that kind of guy.
Why won't you do it?
Yeah, why won't you learn now that?
Because I don't love either one of them that much. But anyway, hey.
You don't like. Never
get the Traeger and cook and be like, yo.
See, the
here's my meat.
Yep.
And your apron. And only the apron.
Ew.
I'm trying to help you.
What is that? What is happening on this fine program?
He doesn't accept
you come
my
out,
help.
You come out with like a nice slab of chicken out of the Traeger and you're just, there you are.
And you got to do like the salt thing and just kind of fling the salt at like at a cobra-like angle. Just shh.
You know, you guys realize you were talking about a sexual fantasy situation about me? Are you people losing your damn minds?
I'm trying to help you get laid.
We just want to create a new world for you, man.
Thanks, guys. You guys are really big help. You really are. You know what'll happen. I'll end up getting third-degree burns and probably fall off the deck. That is what will happen. You know this.
Make sure you have cameras on the deck, sir.
Yeah.
I will.
So in other words, this is the epitome of a win-win situation.
Yeah. That's what you're saying, yeah. All right, I'm going to change this very odd subject and talk about how Steve got this wrong yesterday.
Which non-coastal western U.S. state has a seagull as its official state bird?
California.
No.
New Mexico.
No.
Oregon.
No.
Very close. Oregon is an amazing non-coastal state. I can't wait till we finally bring him to the shore.
All right.
Yeah. We're going The correct answer we're looking for is Utah. You want a shot? Yeah, you got a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.